fetishism. There's a flip flop on the hip hop with the high top, ankle sock, top top, pop rocks on the flip flops. Which man, big top. Word. That means I got the good news. Well, at least it's a little bit better than last time. I mean, I still got that up, the same news I told you last time. But I got a little bit better news, too. And I know you. You sit around the house looking for good news. So, I'm the news man. You can call me your anchor man, because I'm bringing the news. All right. And here's Joe with sports.
Hey there, pretty lady, well, a thing that maybe I'd like to get to know you better. I like the way you walk, I like the way that you talk, and I hope that you'll consider that maybe you and I could sneak off to get high. You know it wouldn't be no crime. I just having fun and not hurting no one. We'd have ourselves a mighty fine time. You might tell me that you don't smoke, but there ain't no harm in one little toke. So pretty, please share this joint with me, because I'd like to get stoned with you. Oh yes, I'd like to get stoned with you. And all I'm saying, it would be a shame to not share seems a waste. So just come and get it. Won't regret it. I hope that I made my case, because I need help to burn this pot, and you can give me one good reason not. So come along and help me sing my song, because I'd like to get stoned with you. Oh yes, I'd like to get stoned with you. I mean, I'd really love to get stoned with you.
Five series, $60,000. Use one.
You plan on getting a BMW?
Yeah, I love it. Sure. My dream car. But not Mercedes, but BMW, yes.
We'll be right back. tell me everything about hanging out with Humpty Hump.
Are you serious?
Yeah, big clock and all. All
right. That's not Humpty Hump. That's Flava Flav. Flava Flav.
No, wait, Humpty Hump had the big nose.
He had the big nose.
That's right.
It was fake. Really, Humpty Hump's nose is fine. His name is Greg Willis III. He's been divorced thrice. And when I met him, he came to my college, which was Missouri State. And I wore an afro to a show, and I got pulled up on the stage and dance with a bunch of other girls, and one of the guys from Digital Underground came up to all the girls on the stage and gave us business cards with the hotel room that they were going to be at on it. So me and three of my girls from my dorm were like, yeah, let's go party with them. So we went, and Humpty Hump was a perfect gentleman. He got us pizza. They smoked us out. We did tequila shots. They took us on the tour bus. And we hung out on the tour bus, and it was very cool.
Nice.
Nobody tried to rape us. Like, they were really nice.
Nobody tried to Humpty Hump?
Nobody tried to Humpty Hump us. It was good. It was good time. Good time.
Hi, this is Leon at the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it seems as though the zoo has called us, and there seems to be a mongoose in your room.
Okay.
And they're coming to take care of this, and we'd like you to please come down to the front desk while they find the mongoose in your room.
There's no mongoose in here, then.
Well, that's what they said. I'm not too sure about the facts. Here.
Okay.
Could you please come down to the front desk?
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot.
Now that was the story they told to me. They washed my hands, drank my blood, and they set my soul free. Cleared my mind, washed my whites, turned my life around. Then they said, but beware when you hear this sound.
I tried to comb my hair, and I was like, damn, this is a fucking wag wheel. I combed my hair with a fucking wag wheel. How the fuck does that happen?
This is Jenny motherfucking Jones, and you're listening to Pterodactyl Paradaxyl.
Hey, you beef thing, if you don't love me, Jesus, if you don't let me out of jail. Copper, you suck me, man.
I wanted you in the war! You ain't bad as Breckenridge Hills is, you puss!
And yet sometimes in my dreams I hear.
We'll be right back. I don't really know what a podcast is like.
The way of life is so easy there, and it's so different from here, really.
I'm beginning to wonder if now's the time to move along, for the calendar has marked me, I don't think I'll carry on. The flies in bed, my mirrors in the bathroom and in the hall, and I'm feeling rather skinny, for I ain't eating much at all. I've tried most recent to deter me from all I fear and doubt, and I've been learning, learning, learning. She's the one I can't be without, and until she's back here with me, I know not what I will do. I've been believing newer knowledge, but not much of it's been true. Now I'm a slave to the system. Yeah, I never thought I'd be, but every chance I took before came back and haunted me. And now I'm craving the highway that I once did drive upon, but I sold the Dodge a month ago and still can't believe it's gone. So I'm walking through the neighborhood and wishing more and more that I never had decided to step outside my door, 'cause I'm so finished with this city. It's not where I belong. Every ounce of it infests me with another shitty song.